I mean, obviously we shot the ball very well tonight. That was a major difference in the game. We made shots. Miles, you know, we had a guy go 7 for 8, another guy go 10 for 11. It's hard to lose that game when somebody, and that's been, you know, people have done that on us, and we shot it great. I did think there's some things we have to work on. Defensively, we fouled at times. I thought we were loose with the ball and with some decision making at times, but we only had 6 turnovers, which is unbelievable. So I do think there's some things we had to work on, but tonight we shot great, and I thought Mike and Miles in particular were outstanding.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned shooting the ball well, but how did you feel like your offense was operating to set up those shots?
Yeah, we got good looks. You know, we shared it well. We had to tweak our offense. That was the big thing. You know, going in the first, I think, 3 or 4 games or 5 games in league play, I kind of saw that the way we were attacking, we had to change up. And, you know, this has been much, much better for us, and our guys have done a great job.
Can you talk a little bit more about Michael's and Mayo's performance?
Yeah, they were outstanding. Both those guys came in with a lot of confidence. You know, knowing that Kai was out, I think those guys took it upon themselves to be more aggressive, because we were going to need guys to really step up, and they did. And, you know, obviously I thought Malcolm and Nico, and then everybody else just kind of chipped in, we were able to kind of get it done tonight. You know, you score 87, hard to lose a game when you score 87 points. But those two guys in particular, I thought, took it upon themselves to be more aggressive right from the start.
Speaking of Kai, he and Spencer went in the building. Can we expect them back for Saturday?
I hope so. Both guys had the flu, and we hope to get both those guys back.
What was working for you guys on the first quarter?
I thought we did a good job of attacking and then sharing it. We were attacking from the middle of the floor, and we were able to share it. And I thought we got good looks from there. When we did get some stops, we were able to kind of push it and transition a little bit. I thought those were the things. And then we did a good job on the glass. We had 8 offensive rebounds, but I thought Nico in particular was really good in the half. He had a great tip in to end the half. So overall, I thought, and then we didn't turn it over. So we were getting shots. We got some offensive rebounds, and we shot the ball at a high clip.
I know you like your teams getting to the rim first. You guys had 40 paint points to Navy's 14. What do you make of that?
Yeah, again, we were attacking in the middle of the floor, so we were able to kind of get it in there. And that's huge for us. You know, one of the goals offensively was to attack the paint. Our guys did a great job of that. It put a lot of pressure on them to defend that. And then we were able to get some threes because we were able to score in the paint.
What about the 12-0 run in the first half?
Yeah, that was great. That was a great run. I'm not sure who was in the game. It might have been Ben Defty and Otto in the game at that time. I can't remember who was in the game, but that was a great run.
Coach, you mentioned the fouling. Benigni went to the line 9 times. What is it about him that he
draws so much? Yeah, man, he creates a lot of contact when he drives the ball. He's so fast, so it's hard to kind of get set and not lean over. But I thought we were very undisciplined tonight. A lot of swinging and jumping in the air, and you know we've got to be more disciplined.
What was the difference between the first half and the second half? Because in the second half, you guys shoot more on 3% percentage.
We shot a better percentage from three, or we shot more threes.
You guys shot better.
Yeah, we were 8 for 10 in the second half. We just made shots tonight. You know, there was no difference other than we made shots. You know, some nights you make them. Like Miles was outstanding. As I said, a guy goes 7 for 8 and a guy goes 10 for 11. You're not losing that game. I mean, it's hard to lose that game.
Is that something that just becomes contagious when you keep seeing the shots fall?
Yeah. And I think guys, you know, we've been really good at home, you know, but I was just really impressed with our mindset. Like, these guys came out and they attacked the game right away. And I, you know, we talked about, like, you know, like sometimes we were like passing up shots, and like, And tonight I thought we were aggressive.
What was the message at the half?
Just like we wanted to keep the pressure on them. We wanted to win by being tougher if we could. That's the that was the whole thing, is to try to out to be more tough than they were, and get to loose balls and get to offensive rebounds. And you know, we were playing hard. We just weren't playing smart at times in the second half, but we were competing.
Outside of the game against Thomas College, this was your highest scoring game of the season. Did you think it was your best offensive performance of the season?
Just because those guys made shots, you know, like I'd have to go back and see if it was our execution, because that's what you're like. Sometimes it's like, all right, we executed well, we just didn't make shots. I'd like to see our execution, but we definitely got the ball to the paint at a much higher rate in this game.
What did you make of the difference in execution from the first game against Navy to this one?
It's crazy. Basketball's nuts. You know, we scored 46 points in that game. We had one possession where we missed like four threes in a row, and it was all our better shooters. You know, it's just wild. You know, this season's been a little nutty in terms of home and away, and I know we are closer to this team than we are to – but we played pretty well at Loyola. We just, you know – we didn't execute late. They made some shots. But I thought we played much better in that game, too. So hopefully we have moved past some of our issues that we were having on the road in the league, and we're going to be more of the team that's a little bit closer to what we saw tonight. We're not going to shoot 10 for 11 and 7 for 8 on a consistent basis. But, you know, if we can get those shots that we got tonight and we can knock down – even half the ones that Miles took and half the ones that Mike took, you know, we still win this game.
How important is to bounce back from Saturday loss on the road?
Yeah, I think we've been doing that all year. I just don't think that's really been affecting us. When we come, you know, it doesn't seem to affect us that much. We, you know, I think we got some confidence from being on the road on Saturday. We didn't win it, but I thought we gained some confidence in going into this game against Holy Cross on Saturday.
Yeah, you've mentioned him already, but Miles, he had a career high today in points. Just what has he brought to your team all year this year?
Well, this has not been his best year.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he's someone that's always striving to be better. I was so happy for him and proud of him tonight. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. No turnovers, 4 assists, 25 points. You know, like he was just outstanding tonight in all facets of the game.
What's your thoughts on winning 8 straight game here in
Cape? Yeah, I haven't really given it a lot of thought, to be honest with you. Honestly, you know, I tend to just take them one by one and not overthink a loss or win. Sometimes the losses last a little bit longer than you like as a coach. So I really haven't given it a lot of thought. I think I was more concerned about, okay, like we've got to kind of play better on the road than I was like, oh, we come home, we've been great. I tend not to focus so much on that for whatever that means. I don't know how much control I have over that, even if I think about that a lot or talk about that a lot. Or, you know, I think our guys were aware of it, and we just kind of go out and play. I think we just try to attack the game one by one and try to get better. I think that's kind of been my whole focus. And I thought we, you know, even in the loss on Saturday, I thought we played better basketball. We just didn't win. I don't know if that answers your question.
Coach, I'm not sure exactly if it's a season low, but the 6 turnovers, what was?
I think it probably is. We've been better. We've just been better. I think the other thing is the way we're attacking people, we're attacking differently. And so I don't know if this makes sense. We're probably passing the ball less per possession, but we're getting better shots because we're attacking people differently than we did. We're running more stuff than we have in the past. And so the ball is getting to spots on the floor where I feel like these guys can be better. That was the whole thing when I was watching us play. I kept saying to myself, we have better players than this. Like the way we're attacking people, we're easy to attack. I thought we were. I thought the way we were attacking teams, it was easy for them to hang on our stuff. I didn't think we were creative enough in how we were attacking, and I thought it left us on our heels a lot. And now we're not playing that way because we're screening into our actions and then we're attacking a little differently.
How does win build up confidence to the next game?
I think anytime you win, you're trying to get some momentum. I think this is all about getting some momentum, getting guys feeling good. I think they feel pretty good right now. And I think even, you know, we won two in a row, we played pretty well. We played well again tonight. You know, I think that's kind of what you want to start to see. And then I think we're starting to do that.
Just the last one for me is, Miles mentioned that you guys were effective attacking the ball screen. What did you...
Offensively?
Yeah.
I thought our guys did a good job of attacking and getting stuff out of that. I thought that was a positive for us, the way that we were going at it. Yeah, I do think that was a benefit for us. All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
Miles, a career high for you today in points. Just, you know, what was clicking today?
I mean, it happened today, but, you know, it's really just about, like, continuing to, like, knock at the door. And I've been struggling offensively, especially shooting the ball. And I just keep telling myself that I'm right there and I just need to, like, continue to practice my shot and continue shooting the game. And I'm knocking and I'm knocking at the door. And you can't let up. And I was feeling really good before the game. So, yeah, and my coaches have just, Coach Jones has been telling me keep shooting. Coach Quinn has been telling me keep shooting. And my teammates have been telling me to keep shooting. So, I mean, like, it's all, like, it was just, I guess it was the perfect storm today. But I'm not surprised. I wish it happened earlier. But, you know, I mean, you can't control those things. So you just got to keep knocking. And it exploded today. So
10 for 11 from the field and 5 for 6 from the three-point range. Mm-hmm. Just what was clicking in?
Like I said, just continuing to shoot the shots that I know I can make, and coming in, shooting extra shots before practice, after practice, coming before the game, and just talking positive self-talk. So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys also had 87, which against D1 opponents is a season high. Oh, what was working so well just all around offensively today?
I thought we were really unselfish. I thought we crashed the boards really well, and I thought we just attacked their we attacked their ball screen defense just well, you know? And we were, like I said, we were playing unselfish. I don't know. I think we've also, as a team recently, we've been struggling shooting the ball. But we have a bunch of shooters, dude. Like, Asmar's a great shooter. Mike McNair's a great shooter. Otto and Nico are good shooters. Like, I'm not surprised.
How much does it help, you know, getting those threes to fall when you're getting inside first and then getting those kickouts?
So that's a great question, because, like, our coaches always tell us that we're a rim-first team. We attack the rim. That should be our mindset. Not saying not, like, we have shooters and we should take those shots. But, I mean, I think we're probably – I mean, I don't know. As of a couple games ago, we were, like, the best team at scoring at the rim. And I think we haven't been winning because, you know, our three-point shot has been inconsistent. And so when we're the best team in the league scoring at the rim, and we're the best rebounding team in the league, and we make threes at even a decent clip, I think today we shot at a great clip, but like it just takes the pressure off, you know.
Do you guys feel in the second half you guys were so much productive than in the first half?
Do you think we're more productive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, we turned the ball over on the second half. We let their pressure get to us. It's funny. I think three-pointers are funny because they can, like, I didn't feel like we were beating them by more in the second half, but we were hitting more threes, I guess. So, I don't know. I'd have to watch the film to know the difference between the first half and the second half. I don't think I can speak on that.
Yeah. I guess just you guys had 40 points in the paint today.
Yeah.
To Navy's 14.
Wow.
any thoughts on that?
I mean, dude, we have guards who can drive. We have bigs who just rebound and attack and can score at the rim. Malcolm is one of the strongest bigs in the league. BD's a big body who can finish. Otto, Nico, like, we just have bodies. And then all of our guards can get downhill. That's our identity, like I said. And we're also a team that can shoot, but our identity is to score at the rim.
In the second half, in two different occasions, you guys went on a 9-0 run.
Mm-hmm.
How important is to make a set of runs to increase that lead even further?
Yeah, I mean, basketball is a game of runs. And you have to, sorry about that. You have to make sure that teams are going to go on runs. Like, I mean, Navy went on runs during that stretch, and they hit a lot of tough shots, and you just got to be able to respond back on the defensive end and the offensive end.
You guys had 47 the last time you played Navy.
Oh, wow.
87 today.
Yeah.
Is there any explanation you can make for the change?
I mean, making shots is helpful. I think last time we played Navy, like, I think we made, like, three threes, four, like,
yeah.
You know? We were missing bunnies. I'm curious to see, like, if our defense was that much better. I don't think I can speak on it right now. I think I'm going to have to wait until we talk about the film on Friday. But, I mean, we just have good offensive players, dude.
How important is this when knowing prior to the game you guys were tied with Navy for the Patriot League?
I mean, I think at this point in this year, you can't really look at the standings too much. I mean, you can take a look at it, obviously, but it's more about, like, ourselves, focusing on ourselves. But it's important to protect home court, and it's important not to get swept by any team. And we're in a position where we're 6-5, so we can't afford to lose too many more games this month. And we got to continue to protect home court.
I guess just how would you, if you can, how would you kind of rank this performance among kind of your team season performances this year?
No. I mean, dude, I think, I'm very happy about the win.
Yeah.
It, making shots can, like,
sure.
hide over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I think I'm going to have to watch. I think we fouled a lot. I think at times our offense is really stagnant. So I think to speak on that, I'm going to have to, like, honestly, like, in many ways, like, a gutsy win where we don't shoot well and, you know, we go to overtime or it comes down to the last position. Sometimes those are, like, you know, performances you can be more proud of. But I'm not trying to speak down on this game. I'm very happy with the way we played. And we deserve the win. I think we played hard. Like, we played hard as hell, especially on the glass.
Just the last one for me is what did you make of Mike's performance today?
Oh, I mean, dude, Mike's a shooter, man. Mike's a shooter, and he needs to keep shooting. I know the last couple games he's been a little off, but Mike needs to shoot the ball because he is one of the best shooters in the league.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all for you? Cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate you.
Congrats.
Yep.